Prophetic prayer declarations. We decree and declare this is the day of the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation takes place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good work this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. Moderator, can you please open the line so we can pray in our
Glory, hallelujah, Lord. We bless thy holy name.
Sangara Bashan, Father God, I thank you for this midnight call. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. I thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Joseph. I thank you for giving them strength. I thank you, Lord, for showing, for blessing them and for globalizing the global life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the government. I thank you for showing ministry. I thank you for the prophetic call. I thank you for the seers. I thank you for the government of our country and all government. Thank you for spending them. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you, Lord, for the family. Thank you for blessing them and showing grace. Thank you, Lord, for the elders. And thank you for the children in the schools. Thank you for putting a hedge of protection over them. Thank you for healing for those who are called, who need it. Thank you for grace. And thank you for healing them from the crown of their head to their toes. Thank you, Lord, also for the pastors and the leadership. Thank you for giving them strength. And thank you for putting a hedge of protection. Thank you, Lord, for teaching. And thank you for those who are traveling. Thank you for mercy traveling. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, for the covering of the blood. Thank you for love for my mother. Thank you for healing her. Thank you for giving her sleep. Thank you for giving her peace. Thank you, Lord, for the animals too, Lord. I pray for them too. I pray for the protection to watch over them too, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for them. And I thank you, Lord, for all animals. I thank you, Lord, for the country. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love, for your unconditional love. I give you the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 16. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to come on this prayer call once again. God, my prayers for the healing of those who are in need of healing. And I pray today, God, for every name that's on the prayer list, God, the spoken and the unspoken prayer list, God. We recognize that what we are facing, what they are facing, and every person who is sick, what they're facing, that they have nowhere to turn to but you. Oh, Lord, we surrender the situation to you, and we ask you to take it out of our hands and put it in your hands, God. God, we repent of all our wrongdoings, O Father God. We desire your healing, God. Remember your people, O God. the pain that they have, Lord, just remember them. Touch their bodies, God. Touch their minds. Heal them emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, God. Heal your people, oh God. So many people are hurting and wounded. Heal them, God. And I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision and for the opportunity to be on this platform to pray. God, remember your servants, God, who labor in the vineyard every day. God, remember them. Remember them. And thank you for your merciful loving kindness, O God, to all of us, God. Lord, touch the doctors, surgeons, those who work in the hospitals, first responders, EMTs, God, everyone who works in the medical field, God, touch them to do what is right for your people. God, look upon the government even, and for all of the many things that they do, God, just touch them. Help them make right decisions, oh God. And we thank you for your merciful goodness, your loving kindness, God. I ask you also, touch my body, strengthen it, Lord, so that I can do the work that you would have me to do for you. And I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Psalms 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in the commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man shows favor and leadeth, and he will guide him with thy eye, with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of the evil tidings, and his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, and he shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He shall despair. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted and with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. We thank and praise you, dear Lord, that you are with us this evening. We thank and praise you, O God, for our Archbishop and our leading lady. We thank and praise you, O God, for every member of Zoe, O God, that has the heart and the desire to lift up your word in prayer, O God. We thank and praise you for every member that is being prayed for this evening, O God. You know what they have need of this hour, O God. And we just thank you that the answer is already in route, already done, has been completed. We thank you, O Lord, for your divine love and your divine protection, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your infinite mercies, O God. We thank you, O Lord, for wealth that is always in our house, O God. We thank and praise you that we are givers, O God, and not takers, O God. We thank and praise you that you are making us all to be just like you, O God, just like the Son of God, O God. We thank you, Lord, for our mind, our body, our souls, and our spirits, O God. We thank you, Lord, for all the children of Zoe, O God. We lift up every one of them, O God, that they be A-plus students, O God. We thank and praise you, O God, that you show favor, O God, over all children that is of the families on this line, O God, that they will be covered with the blood of Jesus, O God. No hurt, harm, or danger will ever come to them, O God. We thank and praise you, O God, that salvation will be in each home, O God, and that everyone will look up and see the Lord as their Savior, O God. We thank and praise you for our King. We thank and praise you, O God, for the President. We pray, O God, for him, O God, that you will guide him with your eye, O God. Give him wisdom, O God, even when he opens his mouth, O God. We thank and praise you and give you the honor and the glory, O God, that you are with us, that you are here to protect us, and that we can call upon you, O God. You said 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, and it shall not come nigh us. And we thank you and we praise you and we honor you, we glorify you, O God. And we thank you, God, that you're in the midst this evening, O God, that you said we're two or three are gathered in your name, that you are here, O God. We thank and praise you, O God, for every member who has signed up this night, O God, who has taken out time, O God, to pray to you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Says now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Father God, I thank you for prosperity worldwide for your people. Father, I thank you for strengthening your people with wisdom and strength in this season. Father, I thank you for allowing them to move forward with confidence and boldness to know that it's their divine right to be prosperous. It's their divine right to be entrepreneurs. It's their divine right to be successful. Father, I thank you for covering your people worldwide. Father, I thank you for every prayer request that is uttered on this line. Father, may you show up mighty in their life. Father, may they have the victory that is already their portion. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan. I thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. I thank you for Mother Mary Barron. Father, I thank you for the leadership. I thank you for the bishops around the world, Bishop Barron, Bishop Charlie Barron, Prophetess Michelle Barron, Prophetess Masterine Cohen. Pastor Prophetess Masterine Cohen and Shekinah Glory, I thank you for Pastor Gregory Jackson. Father, I thank you for the apostles. I thank you for the preachers, the teachers, the evangelists, Lord. Thank you for covering the homelessness, the people that are homeless in this season. Father, grant real estate miracles in this hour. Thank you for debt cancellation and restoration. Father, thank you for marriages in this season. Keep them at one. Father, thank you for what you're doing in the various states, the Florida, California, Africa, even in our own city of New York, Father. Father, keep the hedge of protection around your people. Father, thank you for life. Thank you for abundance. Father, I thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around our children. Father, I thank you for business ideas and witty ideas. Father, I thank you that as your people move forward, they'll understand that you are their source. And I thank you for your son that said yes to mankind. Father, I thank you for leadership again, Lord, because leadership is so impactful in this season. I thank you for our people that will submit to your will and your law in this season. Father, I thank you from the north, south, east, and west that prosperity show up, that joy show up, that healing takes place. And I thank you for peace of mind for your people worldwide. Father, I thank you for elevation. And Father, I thank you for giving the president wisdom and understanding. I thank you for giving his cabinet wisdom and understanding. Father, I thank you for I thank you for the breakthrough. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen. Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that we can come together as prophets to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for being a yes to ministry and globalizing the prophetic, which we all are a part of. I thank you, Father God, that in Psalms 66, it says, make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out to the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works through your greatness of your power. Your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name, Shelah. And I thank you, Father God, for this being Jehovah Rapha to heal all of your people on the sick and shut-in list, the prayer request list. I thank you, Lord, that wisdom and clarity will come before us this night. I thank you, Father God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I thank you for releasing your anointing on each and every one of us that's on this call. I thank you for the partners and all the new first-time visitors that's coming on this call to be a part of prayer. I thank you for your shield of faith. faith and protection. I thank you, Father God, for your fire that comes down to break all addictions, drugs, alcohol, and sugar. I thank you, Father God, for the power of your love. I thank you for just blessing us in our comings and our goings and our comings. I thank you for the spirit of peace that befalls all of us in each household. I thank you for healing the hearts of your people worldwide. And we thank you for the building of our faith. I thank you for prayer for every family. I thank you for change. And I thank you, Father God, that we give it all up to you, because it's only you that can help us, Father God. And I thank you for completing us, making us whole. I thank you that we're all overcomers. I thank you for the strength that you give us daily, your mercy, grace, and peace. I thank you for dwelling in us. I thank you for the promises that you have for us, that is yea and amen. I thank you to have the mind that's set on you, Father God. I thank you that any stronghold that come against us, you shall break. I thank you for cleansing us, Father God, and forgive us of any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly. We love and trust and honor who you are, Father God. Thank you for giving us the desires of our hearts. Thank you for making us victorious, and that you receive the victory in all things, Father God. And as we continue to trust in who you are and lean upon not our own understanding, thank you, God, that we allow you to direct our steps. And I give you all the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Psalms 111. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and in uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you that you are all in all, God, and that you are more than enough. We thank you, God, that you are the Ancient of Days and you are the Rock of all ages, God. We praise you this evening, Father God, because we lift you up, because we, Father God, are grateful for who you are, God. We're thankful for what you have done, Father God, and what you continue to do, God. We thank you, Father God, that we become the Word in the flesh, God, for we are the volume of the book, God, and our lives should, Father God, be read as sons of God, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are the demonstration of wisdom, love, compassion, power, for we are the voice of God. Father God, in him we live and in him we move. We have all of your being, God. And Father, we thank you this evening, God, for your graciousness. We thank you, Father God, for moving by your spirit. We ask, God, that you revive us once again, Lord. We ask, Father God, for revival, a personal revival in each of our spirits and our souls and our minds and our bodies, God. We thank you, Father God, for revelation. We thank you for new wisdom, God, and we thank you for understanding, God. We thank you for strength, and we thank you, Father God, for power, God. We thank you, Father God, for the ability to speak a thing and decree it, God, and it shall be so, God. We thank you, Father God, that where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing this evening, Father God. We thank you that we will open the heavens, God. We will command a thing, God, and it shall come to pass, God. We come, Father God, in faith. We come, Father God, in numbers. We come in power. We come in unity. We come in strength, God. fortify us this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, for the visitation. We thank you for the angelic host, God, that surrounds us, God. We thank you that we're blessed coming in, blessed coming out, Father God, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We pray for your leaders this evening, God. We pray for the prophets, Father God, to the nations, God. We pray, Father God, for the pastors, God, for the teachers, God. We pray for the ministers, God, for the handmaidens, God. We pray for the evangelists, Father. And we thank you, Father God, that your word is true. Let truth be within their inward parts, God. And we thank you, Father God, for righteousness, God. We thank you, Father God, that we move in your divine power and your strength and your love, God. Now, we appreciate you this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, because you're moving by your spirit, God. We thank you, Father God, because you're doing a new thing, God, and it shall spring forth, God. We thank you, God, that our future is now, God, and we are in that moment right now, God, that everything shall become new, God, and that we are walking in new grounds, new territory, God, with new thoughts, God. And we thank you for the principles of God will work for us, God, as we decree them, as we become them, as we live them, and as we, Father God, begin to walk it out, God, by faith, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for everyone on the line. We pray for their families, God. Intercede, intervene, break into, Father God. Whatever their need is, Father God, we thank you that it will be met, God. We thank you, Father God, that we come willing, God. And, Father God, that we're willing vessels, Lord. We thank you, God, and we ask that you make us vessels of honor, God. For, Lord, we ask, God, that you continue to bless us, Father God. Teach us how to walk in your ways and your statutes. Father, we'll give you the glory, the praise, and the honor henceforth and forevermore, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For God shall shed his glorious light upon you. He will heal you. Your godliness will lead you forward. Goodness will be a shield before you. And the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. But make everyone rejoice who puts his trust in you. Keep him shouting for joy because you are defending him. Fill all who love you with your happiness. For you bless the godly man, O Lord. You protect him with your shield of love. And yet you have made him a little lower than the angels and placed a crown of glory and honor upon his head. You have put him in charge of everything you've made. Everything is put under his authority. The Lord replies, I will arise and defend the oppressed, the poor, the needy. I will rescue them as they have longed for me to do. The Lord's promise is sure. He speaks no careless word. Hallelujah. All he says is purest truth, like silver seven times refined. O Lord, we know that you will forever preserve your own from the reach of evil men. Although they prowl on every side, and vileness is praised throughout the land, the beloved of the Lord will live confidently. The Most High shall protect him all day long. Glory to your name. And resting in his bosom. But you are about to cross the Jordan River and will settle in the land the Lord your God is giving you as your inheritance. Then he will give you rest from all your enemies on every side so that you will live safely and securely. And we fret not ourselves because of evildoers, neither shall we be envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off like the grass and wither as the green herb. We trust in you, O God, and we do good, and we are fed in the land therein we dwell. Father, we lift up our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We call forth your divine protection. We call forth your divine strength. We call forth your divine provision. We call forth your divine miracles. We call forth, Lord God, every need being met and every need being bill being paid. We thank you, Lord God, for covering our first family, from every elder to every infant, to every child even in the womb, every mother that's with child. We speak divine protection, and we cover everyone on this line, every home that's represented on the line. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus prevails, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned, for this is our heritage. We thank you, Father God, for our promise is in you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcement.
Amen. Live conference call schedule, 9 a.m. conference call. Join the Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m. conference call. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets, Monday through Friday. All conference call number is 515-604-9266. That's 515-604-9266. And then you can join us right back here by 12 midnight with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for another Midnight Cry call for 30 minutes of an electrifying prayer. And as we continue to join this conference call and enjoy it, you can text to give your seed. You can text to give at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. And you can text the word donate and also name your seed. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. That's www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Can it be what you're seeking is seeking you? You can join our Poem Seekers call at 646-715-3631, and the access code is 533-404 and the pound sign. And we have our Poem Seekers call Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m. and then on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also have the Book of the Month Club number 4 in existence. And you can call the customer care line at 888-831-0434. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Please govern yourselves accordingly. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen, for your faithfulness on the call. Company of Prophets, thank you for your stand and for your faithfulness. Pastor Deborah and Archbishop loves and appreciates you. I love and appreciate you. God bless you is my prayer. Peace.